Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everyone. Happy, beautiful day to you. I hope June is off to a great start in your world. It is June 11th, 2014, and this is Molly McCord. I am the host here of Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and I am a best-selling author, an intuitive astrologer, a spiritual teacher, and I share all kinds of goodies for you on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my little corner of the interwebs where I joyfully share insight and wisdom to assist you in your spiritual growth and raising your consciousness. We are all here to be our most powerful selves, to own our energy, to feel connected to abundance, compassion, and gratitude. And that is what I hope to connect you with every week when we meet for this show. Today, we're talking all about astrology because there are a lot of happenings going on right now. If you're on my email list, you know that I send astrology updates here and there, and I'm also the featured monthly astrologer in Happiness and Well-Being magazine. And Happiness and Well-Being magazine is where I write my full article for every month astrological energies. So you can catch those specifics in that publication. It's a great, great magazine. It's digital. You can look at it on your iPod or you can download it as a PDF. Lots of fun information in there every month. And then I also love sharing with you through these radio shows the latest astrology updates, transits, and energies. And right now is important because right now we are moving through our second Mercury retrograde of 2014. And I know that there is a lot of talk and fervor around Mercury retrograde every time it happens. And I want to shed a little bit of light and some consciousness onto this topic so that you can feel empowered whenever you hear that Mercury retrograde is happening or that it is coming up. Mercury retrograde is something that happens 3 or 4 times a year. And in 2014, it happened 3 times. We'll have one again in the fall. And what is important is that a planet never truly goes in reverse, which is what retrograde means. From our perspective here on Earth, it appears that the planet is going in reverse. And this has to do with the ellipticals and the cycles of the planet in relation to us here on Earth. And the retrograde is this phenomenon that has gained a lot of recognition over the years, especially in recent years, as astrology has been pulling in more people and stirring up more interest. Whenever Mercury is retrograde, we associate it with delays, communication errors, travel issues, mishaps and things going wrong. And that can be the case. But this is what I want to share with you, and this is why what I believe is really important to understand. Retrograde is an illusion. Because, like I said, a planet never really goes in reverse. It's just our perspective. And so when we hear about a retrograde, our collective energy, mass consciousness, collective unconsciousness, buys into that illusion and creates the energies of retrograde experiences. So, for example, it is often true that there are more mishaps or delays or errors during Mercury retrograde because the collective unconscious is believing that. If we were all to agree on a different interpretation of a retrograde, I believe we would create a different experience of it. And so that is something I talk about every time I do a show about Mercury retrograde, because I want to reiterate that the collective energy is what is creating our retrograde experiences. And at the same time, you can always choose your energy within an experience. Mercury is the fastest moving planet in our solar system. It is the sprinter. It is associated with our intelligence, with the mind, with facts and linear thinking. It is inquisitive and curious. Mercury is known for moving about almost like a busybody, getting things done on that to-do list, the errands you need to complete in a day or in a week. Mercury is also associated with short-term travel, with your neighborhood, with the community, also your brothers and sisters, your siblings. And so when Mercury goes retrograde, it allows us the opportunity to review these areas of our life and to make conscious choices. It's a bit like instead of sprinting, you just slow down, slow your pace, and start to reconsider what you've been doing, what you've been focusing on. Retrograde energies are associated with words that start with R-E, reconsider, review, reevaluate, also relax. And that is one of my favorite ways to think about Mercury retrograde. Where do you need to relax your mind, your daily activities? Where do you need to relax your priorities and reprioritize? Where are you sprinting and perhaps not seeing the bigger picture? I have found that a Mercury retrograde period is a wonderful time to really take a load off and to reassess what is working and what is not working. What's ready to be improved? What needs to change? These are wonderful opportunities for us because we can't just plow ahead without stopping to reflect. Now, this retrograde period started June 7th and it lasts until July 1st. So essentially, almost the whole month of June is in this energy, the sense of relaxing into yourself more and also reconnecting. What parts of you do you need to reconnect with? Because life is busy and things are going and perhaps you've just been going through the motions, and when you stop and look at your life, you realize, I really should read a new wonderful novel, or maybe I need to get a pedicure, or perhaps I just need to take a moment and really feel my breath in my lungs. Maybe I need to really take a moment and look around my life and feel gratitude for everything that I have. And that's what's a gift with these retrograde cycles. Now, the other thing to point out is that in astrology, it's very common for planets to be retrograde at the same time. And that is another theme for June. We have Pluto retrograde, Saturn retrograde, Neptune just turned retrograde as well, and on June 21st, Chiron will be retrograde. That's five planets that will be retrograde. And it reiterates this need to go inward, to go into yourself, into your own energy, your own needs, your own desires, to really reassess what is working for you, what can be improved, what is complete. Release is also a wonderful theme with this energy. And also to reiterate this theme of planets in retrograde, we have Mars in Libra moving forward. And Mars was retrograde earlier this year. And now it's retracing its old territory. And it is revisiting a ground that it already covered earlier this year. And so what that means is it's reinforcing what actions do you want to take that are best for you, that will serve you in the highest and best possible way. What have you learned about relationships specifically since December? What have you learned about how you speak up for your needs? How do you go for what you need and what you want in relationships? Are you assertive, or are you putting your needs? What relationships have lost their energetic connection for you and they no longer serve you? You just are going in different directions than that person, or you've outgrown it, or you don't have that common ground that you used to have. This energy of Mars in Libra is showing us where we need to assert our needs honestly and truthfully, and allowing relationships that support who we are to arrive. And so if you've made some big relationship decisions in 2014, June is going to probably provide you with review opportunities, reassessment opportunities. If you were to look back on those relationships that are ending or complete, or perhaps they are just people that you just don't have time for anymore, what would you do differently? What did you do really well? Where were you in integrity? Where did you love yourself? And really focus on those qualities, because as you do that, you are going to meet new people in the second half of this year who will meet you in that same energetic space, who will share those values. So that this whole month of June has this reassessment energy to it. And what's interesting is that Mercury is moving back into Gemini, and Gemini is cerebral, is the mind. These are our mental patterns. And so there could come a time when you feel that you're spinning. You're spinning in the same scenario. You're spinning in words that you should have said or ideas you should have expressed. You could be spinning in a micro way, in a micro cosmic way, meaning focusing on one detail or one aspect of a conversation. And there will come a time when you might just exhaust yourself if you do that too much. So I want to call it out that in the second half of June, if you find yourself spinning, know that that's this Mercury retrograde in Gemini, where you're looking for more information and searching for new answers, but chances are those answers are not in the past. Those answers are in your present, are in the now moment, are with you right here. So I recommend that when you find the spinning or that mental activity speeding up, have a strategy for yourself where you can just stop and observe it and recognize it and say, okay, I'm really overthinking this. I need to detach and take a moment, take a breath, take a pause, and focus on a meditative thought. Perhaps you can meditate. Perhaps you can do some type of creative visualization. Anything to calm down that overactive mental energy. Because remember, June is relax and reflect and really take a load off to love yourself. I mean, that's what I feel is so strong for many right now. You've been through some really big changes because this is a time of big changes. And it brings up more parts of you to look at, to get to know, to own, and to love. And so throughout June, where can you love yourself more than you did the day before? The other thing about Mercury retrograde is that it can be quite productive. And I'm having this experience right now that I am revisiting some ideas that I had, and I'm working on them, and they are coming together incredibly fast. It's been amazing, and that's one reason why I like Mercury retrograde is because I find that I revisit an idea, and I look at it with a new perspective, or I have a new lens, and often I can have greater clarity. So this energy can show up in many ways, and I feel that when you're open to it and when you're willing to say, I'm going to make the most of this period, you could surprise yourself with what comes through. Now, tomorrow, June 12th, we have a full moon in Sagittarius. And that means that the moon is in Sagittarius and the sun is in Gemini. And every full moon is an opposition of energies. The full moon is known as a time of revealing what was not seen before, of bringing the unconscious to your conscious awareness. The full moon illuminates. And it is supportive in seeing something or a part of you from a new perspective. This full moon is at 23 degrees of Sagittarius, and if you know your astrology chart, you can look on your chart to see where 23 degrees of Sagittarius is, and this will show you where the full moon energy will illuminate a certain part of your life. And what's fascinating is how this full moon can actually be very supportive during this retrograde. So Sagittarius is the opposite sign of Gemini, and Gemini is associated with Mercury. So there's some repetitive themes here. What the full moon in Sagittarius does is it wants you to open up and expand. So instead of focusing on the small details or what's right in front of you or just the facts, Sagittarius says, let's look bigger. Let's go beyond the boundaries and let's explore. Let's have a higher vision. So with this full moon, you could feel a breakout energy of some sort where what you are focused on a micro level, can be looked at from a macro level. So you can hold that intention of what do you need to see from a higher perspective that feels uplifting, positive, expansive, supportive. Sagittarius energy is quite uplifting, and it's the explorer. the adventurer, the one who strikes out on their own with independence to explore new territory or new lands, takes you to foreign lands, to new belief systems, new cultures, international destinations, which is the opposite of Gemini, which is about your local community, ideas and facts. Sagittarius is about opinions. So there's an interesting, as with every full moon, there's an interesting dynamic in place where you need to find the balance point. And I look at it as, because I'm an author, I look at it as, okay, the Sagittarius energy says, this is the book to write. This is what you're going to share. These are the beliefs, or this is the adventure that you're going to bring to an audience. But the Gemini component says, okay, well, you need to write it out on paper. You need to get the dialogue right. You need to edit and check the details. Dot your I's, cross your T's. So the Sagittarius is that big ideal, and then the Gemini brings it down and says, okay, but you have to mind the details. So that is the balance point, is that when you are dreaming of your next dream, your next inspiration, it takes those small daily steps to get there. And so with this full moon, have that intention for yourself. This is the dream, and these are the steps I'm going to take every day to make it happen. Another energy signature of June that I want to bring your attention to, and actually into July, is that right now we have quite a few planets in water signs. The water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And we currently have, well, Mercury is at 2 degrees of Cancer. We have Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, Neptune in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces. So a lot of planets are in water signs, and this is elevating our feeling nature, our intuition, going with the flow. With Jupiter in Cancer, it can also make us more receptive to other people and their emotions, to their needs. If you're an empath, you maybe have felt more empathic over the past year because of Jupiter in Cancer. This energy of Jupiter in Cancer is interesting because it's really bringing up the parts of our inner child that need to be healed, specifically those emotional parts, where how we feel safe in the world, or if we feel defensive, if we feel too sensitive or overprotective, or if we're really nurturing ourselves and our needs. All of this water energy can also make things less known and less defined, because water flows and it isn't solid. You know, it's fluid, it moves, it changes, it's the tides, it's the ocean swells. And so if there are times when you feel the emotions are bigger, the tides are bigger, if you will, please know that right now it's a phase we're moving through that is global, it's collective, and it's helping to wash out and wash away the parts of you that you're complete with, so that a new, higher part of you can come in. Part of this collective healing process, it can make us and everyone more emotional, more connected to our feelings. And this is a good thing, because our feelings show us more about ourselves and what we need and who we are and how we need to feel in the world. There can also be a lot of judgment around feelings, and that's coming up too. It's interesting. I've talked on and off about the Saturn in Scorpio energy, and Saturn is about the real world, structures, and what we need to live our lives. And Scorpio is all about other people's resources. It's about power and passion and drive. Scorpio is also associated with the underworld and what isn't seen. And I want to give you an example of this Saturn and Scorpio energy. Here in the U.S., we have a lot of television programming around survival and nature shows, where people will live in the forest or in the desert and try and survive, or there are families who have reality shows about their lives. And I love these television programs. When I'm watching them, and if there's a marathon on, I could literally watch it all day. There's something about this genre of television that I just love. And I was watching one of these programs about a family living in Alaska. They are off the grid, and it is the perfect example of Saturn in Scorpio, because they have to work for all of their resources. They have to chop down the firewood. They have to go to the creek for water. They have to build their home. They have to hunt for food. Everything in their life, they have to work for. They have to put effort towards their resources. And this is the Saturn in Scorpio archetype, which is you have to be physically manifesting what you need. And there is this all or nothing aspect to it, where if you don't get enough food, you could die. Your family would no longer be able to eat. So you really have to be committed, ambitious. So we take this example and we apply it to our lives, and I'm going to assume that you're probably not living in the Alaskan wild wilderness. But the idea is that where in your life do you have to really be applying concentrated effort in your world of resources, and specifically financial resources? I've been speaking with clients who are having a hard time financially. They really need to pay off their bills or pay off their debt, get a new job that pays more. It's a rubber hits the road energy, where you have to be responsible with your resources and what you owe other people. Another way this shows up is remembering to feel, to connect with yourself and see where you want to direct your passion. Because Saturn and Scorpio will make it real. If it's in alignment with what you really want, with your desires and your ambitions, this is going to take off, especially in July. That's because Saturn is going to go direct in Scorpio, and then Mars is going to enter Scorpio after being in Sagittarius after being in Libra for 8 months. And what this means is that Mars in Scorpio is going to put your foot on the gas pedal of what you really want, gives you that passionate drive. What do you want to go for and own powerfully? So part of June is perhaps getting your ducks in a row, figuring that out, reassessing what you really want to create. Because by the end of July, there will be new momentum for your passion, for making something real. And there will also be things that you will let go of, and you'll just say, nope, not anymore. That doesn't interest me anymore. That's a waste of time. Part of June is allowing yourself to get clear on what you really want so that you're ready to go for it. Now, I mentioned that there are a lot of planets in water signs right now. That's going to be changing. It's going to start in July, the middle of July. Jupiter is going to move into Leo after being in Cancer for a year. And when it moves into Leo, it revs up our enthusiasm. Jupiter moving into Leo is going to connect you with your creative voice, your self-expression, a desire to shine. So what part of you are you ready to bring forth and share with the world proudly, courageously? What talents do you have that you want to put on a stage, or you want to put on a canvas, or you want to write it out or do something, sing, you want to sing it out? What part of you needs to be expressed? Because hopefully by the middle of July, and then until next August 2015, there is strong energy around this activation of your creative spirit. And I feel this as being quite uplifting. There's parts of us that are ready to move forward and have this confident declaration of our talents out into the world. And another important change that's happening in late 2014, so it's a ways off, but I want to give you a heads up, is that the Saturn in Scorpio energy, we only have about 6 months of that left, because Saturn is going to move into Sagittarius, another fire sign, in late December. And this is significant because we're moving out of the water signs that have been requiring us to do the deeper subjective work, because water is quite subjective, and it's moving into fire is motivation, inspiration, action. Let's go. Let's get some things done. And when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, that is also going to rev up your engine, if you will, about what you want to responsibly share with the world, what you've learned, what works for you. I'll talk about that combination a little bit more later on in the year, because it's interesting because Saturn is known as the planet that will constrict, and Sagittarius is about expansion. So the two of these energies together, it's interesting because it could be an inner push-pull, and I can even hear it in my voice. It's like it's hard to describe it. So we'll talk about that later in 2014, but I just want to give you a heads up about the roadmap ahead, which is that we're going to move out of all of this water energy into more fire. And, you know, fire is life. Fire is really that primal desire to create. So keep that in your mindset. What do you want to create next? What do you want to share and offer and put out there? What do you want to teach? Where do you want to encourage others? Where do you want to shine your own light or shine a light on others? That's all part of these changes that we'll be experiencing later on in 2014. So I'm looking at the time, and I'm not going to be taking up the full hour because we've actually covered quite a bit here. The other thing I want to let you know about is that when we move into the fall, we're going to have a new set of eclipses. And the eclipses are always about change, dynamic change. And so I feel that for this summer, it's a wonderful time to be in your creative energy, to go to camp, to go have fun, to go play, to hang out, at the lake, or, you know, have some fun, take a new creative cooking class or art class or just something. It's like this, get away from technology, get out into the world and have some fun this summer. And I feel that really strongly. I've actually been having the same message come through in astrology sessions with clients who are looking for answers. And you know, the answers find you in nature. So how can you get into nature more over the next few months? Because that's where you will be receiving more of what you need in that moment. And as a segue, I want to let you know that starting on June 21st, I am going to be doing a 10-day digital detox. And if you'd like to join me, I'll be sending information out. You can sign up on my email list to see the details and to hear the latest. And that's because it's just time for us to really get back to ourselves and connecting with more of who we are away from technology. So a heads up that I will be replaying these Blog Talk Radio podcasts during that time because I will be offline. But if you would like to join me, this is going to be realistic and practical. You don't need to put your phone in the freezer or anything crazy. We do need technology. We need to be connected to each other. But the idea is 10-day digital detox and to replace some of our unconscious habits with conscious habits, meaning, you know, how can you get out into nature more? How can you express yourself creatively more? I'm going to share some ideas and ways that you can do that. So if you're able to do that in your lifestyle, to have a digital detox, I would be delighted if you would join me in that journey. And if you need any more astrology information that's guided, directed at your journey and what you're going through right now, I offer a variety of different astrology sessions, including a 15-minute MP3 recording where you can just give me some of what's on your mind and I can look into it. So that works for a lot of people, especially my international clients, because I work with people all over the world and we have many different time zones. And sometimes you just need a quick inspiration about what's going on, Molly, what do I need to focus on right now? And if I can assist you in any way, please let me know. You can find more details on consciousschoolchic.com. So I hope, my friend, that you feel a sense of relief and joy around Mercury retrograde, that you are able to allow the flow, to be in the present moment, to feel strong in yourself and confident in your journey and where you are right now, and to know that everything is unfolding perfectly, even if you can't see it. But I feel that more will be coming to the forefront in mid to late July, and a lot can take off by then. So love yourself, enjoy every day, enjoy that we're on this beautiful planet together, and please let me know if I can help you in any way. Also, you can check out the full library of podcasts that are available, all free, either on iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio. There are over 150 episodes now, and they cover all kinds of topics from consciousness to spiritual growth to awesome, really cool experts, authors, healers, people sharing great things in the world. So check those out, and I hope that they empower you on your journey right now. Until we meet next time, I wish you the very best and to take good care. Thank you so much. I have become alive.
that I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.